Marco.
Hi, Marco. He hasn't come on.
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
How are you doing today?
Ruby.
Good evening, Ruby.
Good evening, everyone. I'm going to mute my phone.
So we are starting with Pasuk 101 in section 14 of Parasha Noah, and this is from the Zohar. I'll start with the Lashem Yichud. Are there any questions before I begin? L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Te Bit Hilu Urchimu Ut Hilu Ut Hilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yud He Bavav He Yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadunai Elohino Elena Ma'asei Yadeno Konanei Elena Ma'asei Yadeno Konaneihu Azalu Levatar Amar lon tad sichara itkarevat v'shim shaitar kud shabarichu sitra tzafon lachid babirchimu umashich lalagabeya tadarom itar misitra Achara v'sichara Zalka umit chabara B'mizrach ukden Yanka mitren Sitrin benatel Birkan bachashai Ukden itbarka Sichara v'itmalya V'ha'kait karivat ita bevala. They proceeded on their way, and after a while he said, when the moon, which is the female principle, approaches the sun, which is Zeranpin, then the Holy One, blessed be He, stirs up the northern side, which is the left column, and He grasps her lovingly and draws her toward himself. This is the secret of asking permission and appeasement. And then the southern side, which is the right column, is aroused from the other side. And eventually the moon, which is the female principle, rises and joins the east, which is Zeranpin. Thus she draws sustenance from both sides, from the south and from the north, and receives the blessing or the abundance of the mating in silence. And now the moon is blessed and filled with the abundance as a woman approaches her husband. This means that a complete mating has occurred in which the entire mochin are revealed to the world. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Hanak?
Yes, Susie.
Does it mean when you're talking about the left column, like it's like judgment, and the right column being mercy or balanced?
The right column would be mercy. The left column would be strength or judgment.
Yes.
Power.
Mm-hmm.
And the central column is balance. So it's referring to the left column. It's referring to the right column, and it does touch on the central column through the word, the direction called east.
Okay. For the central column, would that be like Yesod of Zeranthin?
It would be Tiferet. It would be Yesod. In this particular case, it's Tiferet it's referring to, because Rabbi Ashlag is saying, which is Zeran Pin. Zeran Pin is the word Tiferet and Zeran Pin are used interchangeably, along with Israel. Along with the king. So you can get confused with the language as it switches back and forth. But essentially it's saying, that, hold on a second. The Holy One is essentially, the central column is exciting the left column, and it's the central column is bringing the right column, or the Chesed and the Gibborah together to be in a balanced state. And that is how unity is created. So you can think of unity being created as a vertical sense, so that Malchut rises to Zeran Pin. Or you can think of the central column as coming from right and left columns coming together to be in a balanced state.
Okay. One other question. When you're thinking about this, you know, when they say what prayer, it's like an awakening from a below through Malkuth. But in this reference, are they talking about awakening from above down?
Well, the moon, which is the female, which is Malkuth, is causing Zeran Pin to arise, to awake. Everything starts, well, there are two ways that energy can flow. One is that the lower level, Malchut, the king, the female, arouses the male through an action done by people. That arouses the male, and then the male activates and brings the right and left columns together into balance. So because the female has activated or energized or enticed the male to become active, when the male becomes active, he needs to bring the right and left columns with him, and he needs to do that in a balanced way so that the flow of goodness flows into the female, which is why she activates the male to be aroused. She arouses the male. So there's the step-by-step process. Now that's one way the flow of light gets activated. The other way is that the male just becomes a channel like Yesod and lets the flow from the upper world through him to the Malchut. So in that case, it's considered as if the male is sleeping. He's not bringing the right and left columns into balance. The energy is flowing through the center column by itself. Most times it takes the physical world to activate the spiritual, to bring the right and left columns into balance. Are there any other questions or comments? Anybody else want a question or comment?
No.
Okay. Then I'll go to verse 103.
I was behind because I thought we were on 97. And so I was trying to skim the other verses just to see what had come before this one.
And the reason that you felt that or missed it is we do a mini Zohar now on Thursday. So we're doing it all 4 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are all mini Zohars. Because my schedule has changed and I cannot spend the full hour that it needs to on Thursday like I was doing.
Okay.
So that's why I've changed. That's why I've changed the advanced reincarnation to be the 3 o'clock class on Sunday.
Okay. I just didn't see it before.
I apologize.
Oh, I thought you didn't have the class, so. That's okay.
No, I understand.
Yeah,
okay, so I'm going on with verse 102. Kima deit raza diok na chaype de adam vtikuno ake name it raza idiok ne de chaype nukva vtikune de nukva vkola parish begavan. Ake name it leela ahiba the itar the kavel birchimu hen it letata razati the tikuna the adam tata ahara tachot bihara. Just as there is a secret pertaining to the shape of the parts of the body of man, Zeranpin, and its composition, so too there is a secret pertaining to the shape of the parts of the body of the female principle of Zeranpin, and its composition. And the only difference between them is their color. The color green is the secret of Zeranpin, while red is the secret of the female principle. Nevertheless, the shapes of their parts are similar. And as there is that above which joins her and rises to receive her with love, so below Atzilut, beneath the moon, lies the secret of another lower man of the other side. He also has the same parts of the body, namely the left and right, and so on. What we learn from this is that all the levels are modeled after one another, such that the shapes of the upper level carry down to the lower level, and the arousal of any one of these aspects arouses an opposite aspect in the other levels, as shall further be explained. Questions, comments, thoughts?
So you're saying that there's an upper Zeranpin and a lower Zeranpin. Is that correct? They mirror one another?
No, what it's saying is that there is a mirror, but there is a positive and a negative. Whenever you see the words other side, that's an indication of the negative system. So there is a tree of life, and there is a tree of the other side, which is referred to usually as the tree of knowledge, good and evil, and they are all mirror images of each other. The tree of life has a 10 sephirot, and the tree of knowledge, good and evil, has 10 sephirot. And the only place that they meet and interact with each other is in Malchut, which is our physical world.
So the tree of knowledge of good and evil, that's left column? And aligns with Gevura?
Essentially, the tree of life, good and evil, The tree of knowledge, good and evil, is primarily the left column. But it also has right column energy as well. It's just under the control of the left column. The tree of life has left column energy and right column energy, but the left has accepted the dominion of the right column.
But they're unified through the thought, is that correct? When they float them out.
Let me finish. I didn't hear you, so let me finish. It's like when you look into a mirror, your right side of your face, when you look into a mirror, the right side of your face is the left side of the face in the mirror. If you put yourself inside the mirror and are looking back at yourself, what you see on the left side is really your right side from within the mirror. So it's understanding this mirror image concept that's what the verse is dealing with.
Okay.
Now, go ahead and ask your question.
The left column and the right column are mirror images. But one is the left column is the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and then the right side is the tree of life. But when you, like we were discussing before, right and left column, they are unified, and that light flows through a ferret of Tifad.
Ruby, you have confused a bit. So let's start over. And the confusion comes from thinking about the glyphs, the diagrams of the tree of life, of the Seten Sephirot.
Okay.
You have seven lower sephirot. That's considered the body of a human being. There are no heads. The top three sephirot are not in this discussion. So if you're only talking about the seven lower sephirot, you have a right column and a left column flowing through Yesod, which is called the female principle of Zeranpin. Now, within that discussion, the left column is a mirror image of the right column, because there is Chesed on one side and Gevura on the other, and they mirror each other. They work together. Chesed being love, and Gevurah meaning restraints. balance, those two, when they are in balance, one of them needs to be in control. That is called Tiferet. In the Tree of Life, the control rests with the right column. In the Tree of the Other Side, or the Tree of Knowledge of Good and Evil, control rests with the negative system, with Satan. Now, that's just two different trees, two different images of the seven lower Sephirot. But now, put in the middle a ball called Malchut. One tree is growing up from Malchut, and one tree is growing down from Malchut. And in that physical world of Malchut, there is a conflict between the two sides. And that's why our world is so confused. Because in our world, whoever is on top, whoever has won the last battle, is in control. Ultimately, the unification of all will take place. That's Mashiach. So you have two mirror images in essence. You have a column, right column and left column mirror image, and you have a up and down mirror image. And part of that, to what I just discussed, the two mirror images, becomes confusing to students as they develop and begin to understand it. So I hope this has clarified it a bit.
Yes,
it has.
This particular... Yes.
This is Malka. The way I see it, visualizes that our body, we have a left side, right side, we have hand and the hand on either or arm and arm, as they mirror each other. And then the middle side is the spinal cord, which connects both sides, and it helps operate the whole body from right and left. The left column basically controls the right side, and the right column controls the left side. So you have this separation in your body, but they're unified through the spinal cord.
You're confusing the science with this discussion. Science says the left brain controls the right side of the body, and the right brain controls the left side of the body. But these trees that I'm talking about do not have brains. The word for brain is in this verse called Mohin. The Mohin is the top upper three Sephirot. Both trees have their own upper three Sephirot. That's where the conflict is organized. But in practice, the Mohin flows through the body. So using the same language you were using, you have your left hand and you have your right hand, and you have your body that puts them together. At the same time, you have your front and your back, which includes the spine, and they are mirror images of each other, but not the same mirror. It's a little confusing because they're not truly mirror images of each other. Your front does not look like your back. But when the female is interior to the male and the male is exterior to the female, then front and back are mirror images of each other. Remember, Adam and Eve were created back to back. So you can visualize their spines being next to each other, they have a fit. One is looking in one direction, front to back, and the other is looking in the other direction, front to back. So what we've now talked about is three dimensions. We have width, right and left. We have front and back. And we have up and down. And they all are mirror images of each other. And that's why Rabbi Ashlag has told us, don't even look at the trees. Don't look at those diagrams, because you're going to get lost. You're going to get confused.
Hanak, yes. You just made the comment about the male and female originally being back-to-back. But in terms of drawing the line and unification, they have to be face-to-face. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And what happens when they turn and are face-to-face? That's when Malchut, the female, rises to the level of Zeranpin, or Zeranpin falls to the level of the female. But face-to-face is mirror images. And in this verse, what is being said is that the only difference between the tree of life and the tree of knowledge, the only difference between male and female, is color. The color green represents a balanced world, a balanced tree. The color red represents a tree based on judgment. The negative system has the left column in control of the left and right. I'm not going into when the negative system is front and back the same and up and down. It's going to be confusing if we try and do that. But the negative system, the red color, judgment is in control. The left column is in control of the right column. Another verbiage, another way of describing that is the evil inclination controls the good inclination. The tree of life, the right column controls the left column. And picture them as these two trees contesting the physical world, which is the ball at the between the feet of each one of the mirrors. The physical world is the mirror. It's not a clear mirror, it's a little bit muddy. Well, it's a lot muddy. These are all metaphors that makes sense to me from what I have read and what I have studied and what my teachers have taught me. And I'm trying to give them to you to clarify your understanding. So these metaphors may not work for you. And if you ask questions, maybe we'll get to a metaphor that will work for you. But this particular verse talks about the female principle of Zeranpin. Well, the female principle of Zeranpin is Yesod. How can we say Yesod is a female? Because the male organ has two components, the stem and the crown. And the crown is always in Malchut. The stem can be separated. It's a little painful for the man, but it can happen. I'm joking now. But the idea is the female principle has to be unified. The stem of the male organ, or the upper part of Zeron of Yesod has to be unified with the lower part of Yesod. Then there can be flow through the tree of life to Malchut. And the negative system, it's constantly striving to stop that flow, to block that flow from getting to Malchut. Why? Because when someone does a negative action, the energy that they were to receive in the physical world for doing a positive action or for doing that action, because it's a negative action, that energy goes to the negative system. And the negative system becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. And that's what led to the flood. Because there was no way for the world to recover because the Satan had become so strong. And so they had to go outside of this normal level, this normal inner fighting, so to speak, and totally cleanse and destroy the world and then rebuild it. And they rebuilt it in the same way. But essentially they said, all right, we're starting over. And instead of Adam, Cain, and Abel, we're starting over with Noah and his three children. So I have totally confused everybody. And I will mention one thing as I was reading this, the English, that didn't feel right to me. You need to understand that this verse is talking about the world of Atzilut. And then the bottom part of the verse is talking about the three worlds below Atzilut. And when we speak of the physical world is a mirror of the Malchut of Atzilut. It's the mirror image of the Malchut of Briah. It's a mirror image of the Malchut of
Yetzirah. And then Asiya.
All of each world is the same body parts, the same seven lower sephirot. Only in Atzilut do you have the 10 sephirot. Now that gets confusing because you also have within those lower seven sephirot, within each one of them you do have 10. So there is a Keter of Briah, but it's a Keter of Chesed of Briah. There's no Keter of Briah. And therefore, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiya are all tree of knowledge, good and evil. As you go from Briah, it's mostly good with a little bit of evil. As you go to Yetzirah, it's typically balanced between good and evil. And as you get to Asiya, it's mostly evil with a little bit of good. And we live in all of those worlds. So we have a left arm in the world of Briah, but we also have a left arm in the world of Yetzirah. That is what's being expressed in this verse. Everything's clear as mud?
Kinda.
This is Malka. You know, I go back to the dots and dashes, new codes, and the, I think of what the others are called. But anyway, and, you know, the shattering of the vessels. So to me, it's like we're trying to put all the dots back together to get to back to the kamatz. You know, that's kind of how I see it. It's just the worlds have shattered, and that's why we have the dots and dashes, and we have to get it all back together to the Keter.
But that's a different metaphor than what's being expressed here. It is a correct metaphor. So what? At some point, you will try and put these two metaphors together, because otherwise you're seeing the world separated.
Right.
But it takes a lot of contemplation to do that. But you're absolutely right. There was a world of dots, and those dots were not in columns. They were one after the other. And the flow of light, the flow of fulfillment, the flow of energy went and burst them, broke them. So the Keter, Chokmah, and Bina did not break.
Right.
Bina became slightly damaged. Keter and Chokmah handled it.
Right.
But Bina became slightly damaged. But then as it flowed into Chesed, the lower seven became more and more damaged until the Malchut was actually broken and fell into the negative system. And yes, we do, our spiritual work is to elevate those sparks of light back to the world of Atzilut before the breaking up. But in order to do that, Hashem had to rearrange the world into columns. I should say worlds, plural, into columns. And that's another reason why when you look at one of the diagrams of the Tree of Life with the seven Sephirot, when you look at that, you're looking at one and thinking that's everything, and it's not. Because you have the three worlds. You have these three components, and these components move against each other. They rise like if you put two cylinders together, or three cylinders actually, or four cylinders, the innermost cylinder is Atzilut, the outermost is Asiyah. Asiyah is lower, but it can move up relative to Yetzirah. So visualize the four components, the four cylinders moving against each other, up and down. And that's why the Kabbalists teach, if you think you understand, you really don't, because there's always more to add to the mental picture.
Hanak, may I ask a question for clarification?
Sure.
When you talk about the upper three sephirot in the world of absolute, we don't draw from those. Is that correct at this time? We're not able to tap into that light?
Not in our physical world, but we do. But the entity known as Hanoch in that world of absolute is capable of that.
But not us in
the entity,
world.
The entity known as Ruby is capable in the world of Atzilut to get to those all ten sephirot. But in the lower three worlds, no. That has to flow through the lower seven. The brains, the upper three in the lower three worlds, flows through the lower seven.
Okay. One other question.
Go ahead.
No. When you say in the spiritual world, Ruby can, in absolute, I can, I have access to those three top sephirot. Keter, Chokhmah, and Bina,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
But what level of soul would that be? Like Kaya? Remember we have the five levels
yes.
of the soul.
Yes, it would be the level of Kaya living in the world of Atzilut.
Okay.
Question. So Yom Kippur, with Yom Kippur or Yom Kippur, however way you want to say it, they're all open to us, right?
There's an argument, there's a disagreement as to whether we get to the level of Bina of Atzilut or just Bina of Bria.
It was just my understanding that we get to the level of Bria in this generation, but in generations removed from us, like the generation of Moses, they did reach that level. That was my understanding.
And that's a good understanding. It's trying. That's what I described as a disagreement, because the way you resolve disagreements is to bring them together. So whoever taught you that is teaching you this argument: do we go to Bina of Atzilut or do we go to Bina of Bria? You have these two arguments. Now, how do we bring them together? So the solution is, from whoever taught it and whoever originally taught it back 2,000 years ago, that we bring them together with this idea, well, there's different generations and they have different potential heights that they can reach. But as we don't reach them in a generation, the next generation has fallen and is not able to reach it. Now, that doesn't happen immediately, the next generation, but 100 generations down the road, it does. I hope that clarifies and didn't confuse. Welcome to the month of Mar Cheshvan. I think we need to stop here and contemplate what was taught today.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Hanok.
Thank you.
You all have a good evening. And our 7 o'clock class, that's West Coast time, we'll be finishing the last of Rabbi Ashlag's, one of his essays. And and perhaps starting another one. We'll see. Shalom to all.
Thank you. Shalom.
Thank you.